Hey there, Mike Stelzner. Before we start today's episode, I got a message for you. You listen to this podcast because you love to learn. Did you know that when you join the Social Media Marketing Society, you learn advanced marketing strategies that work? This means you get training when you want, and you can connect with other marketers via our online meetups that happen every month and our exclusive community, which is not on Facebook. This is our premier membership brought to you by your friends at Social Media Examiner. Go to smmarketingsociety.com and join today.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I'm really excited about today's show. I'm going to be joined by Ian Anderson Gray, and we're going to talk about a huge array of Twitter tools, most of them free, that you can begin using immediately to take your social media marketing to an entirely new level. By the way, if you want to email me, podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com comes directly to my inbox. And with that, let's transition over to this week's awesome new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in a social jungle, here's this week's survival tip.
This week, I'm joined by Eric Fisher. Eric, what'd you discover this week?
Well, I found a cool little Twitter app called Chirp.
Chirp. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, what it is, and as they say that they are, is you tweet with your voice. So what this means is it is a microphone button for Twitter. In other words, you use this app, you click tweet, you click record, and you record audio, and it literally tweets that short little audio broadcast to your Twitter timeline.
Interesting. So unlike using Siri to speak out text that you would put inside of a tweet, this is actually going to record your voice and it's going to attach it as an audio file to Twitter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's literally a clickable audio file that you can play and listen to. Your followers can click and listen to off your tweets.
Do you know if it integrates into Twitter operating system, or does it like go to a separate page, kind of like a YouTube link? Is it like linking to a destination page and then you listen to the audio, or is it somehow actually playable right inside of Twitter?
It's playable right there inside of Twitter. It doesn't take you anywhere else off of Twitter. It streams the media right there. Yeah. And you get up to about, it was a little unclear. I've gotten up to about a minute plus of audio.
Wow. One of the possible applications I'm thinking about could be an audible reply to a question somebody has, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The reason I bring it up is because we talk about all of the live video and we don't talk as much about the quick 30-second reply videos you can do in the native Twitter apps. And even one of our favorites, Tweetbot. But Chirp's a way to get a full minute of audio and really go even further, you know, into an extended conversation.
Wow. So tell us about the app.
Well, it's red. It's red and white. It's very well branded. It's a little, it almost looks like a bird as a bowling ball tweeting.
Is it like Snapchat where you hold down a button kind of a thing?
No, you just tap it. You just tap the button and it starts recording, and then you hit stop when you're ready to stop. And it is cross-platform, by the way. It is not just iOS.
So it's cross-compatible, and the integration, is it pretty straightforward? You record it, and then you just say which Twitter account you want it to go to, or how does that work?
Yeah, you give it access to your Twitter accounts through your phone, and you click to record, and then it sends it.
Wow. Really, really cool. And then as far as the user experience, does it look like a video with a play button on it, or how does it look?
Yeah. It gives you a tweet. I mean, there is a Chirp link there, so you can click that and go out further outside of Twitter. But like with Twitter cards, it's literally right there in the tweet, and you press play, and it looks like a still video.
Awesome. Well, where do we find this thing?
Yeah, so you can just go to either in the iOS App Store, CHHIRP, or in the Android App Store, or the direct link is a little complicated, but you go to cordproject.co/CHHIRP.
Awesome. And the name of this app again is just called Chirp?
It's Chirp, and there's an extra H, so it's CHHIRP.
Awesome. Eric, thanks so much for sharing that find with us.
You're welcome.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say, quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
With that, let's transition over to today's awesome interview with Ian Anderson Gray.
To help simplify your social safari, here's this week's special guest.
I'm super excited to be joined today by Ian Anderson Gray. If you don't know who Ian is, he's a social tools expert. He blogs about social media tools at Seriously Social, which can be found at iag.me, which stands for his initials, Ian Anderson Gray. He's also a website developer, speaker, and social media consultant. Ian, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here from the other side of the pond.
Absolutely. And today, Ian and I are going to talk about Twitter tools. And we're going to explore a whole bunch of tools that help marketers better do what we do as marketers. So, Ian, let me start a little bit with your backstory. How did you get into social media tools? Where were you, what were you doing before then? And then what got you interested in becoming kind of a tools guy?
Well, it's funny. I actually trained originally as a musician, as a professional singer.
Wow.
And after I did that, I left college and I started singing. I also built websites for my friends and colleagues and formed a web agency. So that's how I kind of started in the technology sphere. And then about 5-6 years ago when social media, well, really getting into social media, and I was interested in the techie side of it, I started blogging and I set up my blog Seriously Social back then. I was really interested to know a bit more about the how to use social media tools to make you more efficient and productive. And I was interested in the techie side of it, really. So I started writing a few articles, particularly ones on Hootsuite and other social media tools. And they became really, really popular. And I could quickly realize that people are really obsessed and fascinated by tools and how to make the best decisions. So that's how I kind of started. And it was then moved on to doing some consultancy and in the past year doing some speaking as well.
Excellent. Well, let's start with, there's so many different kinds. We're gonna address all sorts of different kinds of Twitter tools today. But let's start with social sharing tools for Twitter. Tell us about your favorites and let's just start there.
Well, there are so many, aren't there? And I think I'd like to mention one that people probably haven't come across. It's a relatively new tool, and it's called Missing Letter. And that's Missing Letter without the final E, so Missing Letter. They're probably the domain name had gone for Missing Letter. So this is, you could look at it as a drip feed marketing system for Twitter. So it analyzes your latest blog posts, extracts images and titles and other areas, other bits from your blog post, and then it posts it to your Twitter account over a period of time, up to a year. So when you connect it to your blog, you can then go in and verify change bits, and you've got the whole you've got a whole year's worth of content from just one blog post. So I'm using that, and I think it's a really, really big time saver and a great way of maximizing your content.
Okay, just so I understand, this is a WordPress plugin?
No, it's not. You connect it. I think you connect your RSS feed, so your WordPress or any website, really. If it's got an RSS feed, you connect it with Missing Letter. And then whenever you have a new post, it will notify you that you need to go into Missing Letter and it will have extracted bits from that blog post You go in and you tick which ones you like, and you can edit them. You can see whether it's chosen the right sections from the.
Looking for, if you will, quotable sentences with inside your content that it can just kind of tweet out. I mean, I guess I'm struggling to understand exactly what it does.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it does. So it will go through, if you've got, for example, a blog post on 10 reasons to do something, or you know, like a list post, mm-hmm. it'll go in and it'll extract maybe the title of each of those 10 sections. And it'll put your logo on there, your photo. It'll extract quotes from there. It'll extract images and make those into individual tweets throughout the year, and it will link back to that blog post.
Interesting. So what it does is it kind of creates a whole slew of different tweets that point to a particular article, and you can schedule those with this tool over time as a way to keep driving traffic back to the article?
That's exactly it. And this is something that I've wanted to do myself, and I've been doing manually for the past year or two. Having this, it's not completely automatic, but it does it in a really very intelligent way, and it saves an awful lot of time.
Missing LETTR, is that correct?
Missing LETTR, yes.
And is it a free app? Is it a paid app?
It's like many of these tools. It's got a free plan, which is I don't think it extracts images, but it's a pretty good tool. And then you pay $15 per month for the next plan.
Excellent, awesome. What other sharing tools do you recommend?
Well, I've got a technique that I combine a few different tools for this. So I might need to explain this. I use a tool called Feedly, and that is, traditionally, it's an RSS reader. It's a reader where you can subscribe to lots of different blogs. So I use this to keep on top of all the latest articles from all my favorite authors and blogs. And I go on there on a daily basis to read all that content. But what you can do, you can connect that to another tool, which I'm assuming that most people have heard of, Buffer. Mm-hmm. So Buffer is a scheduling tool. And you can connect those two together so that when you see an article that you want to share to all your Twitter followers, all you need to do is click the Save for Later button in Feedly, and it will schedule that out to Buffer. So the missing piece in this puzzle is a tool called IFTT, I-F-T-T-T, which stands for If This Then That. And the way you connect those, you go into IFTT and you add Feedly, your Feedly account to it, and you go in there and you also add your Buffer account. And then you create a recipe so that whenever you save an article for later in Feedly, it will add it to your Buffer queue. And the great thing about this is that you are sharing all the best content that you find, either your own content or other people's content. And it's great for content curation. It's a really easy way because you're looking at that content anyway.
Wow.
And then you're easily sharing it out.
Okay, just so I understand how this works. Feedly is an RSS reader, and I put my favorite blogs in there that I want to check out every day. And as I'm going through the Feedly app, or does it work on the app and the desktop?
Yep. Yeah, okay. It works on your smartphone or on the web app. Yep.
So as I'm using Feedly, if I save an article that's in Feedly, and I have If This Then That somehow integrated with Feedly and with Buffer, I can set what you're calling a recipe, which will automatically say all saved articles get queued over to Buffer. Is that essentially what you're saying?
That's it. And it may sound a bit complicated, but IFTT is actually, IFTTT, whatever you call it,
right.
It's actually a really easy to use tool.
Wow. That is really cool. Now, can you also get creative and do the same thing, for example, on Twitter, if you star or heart or whatever they're calling it these days, a tweet, could you also schedule that to go into Buffer, you think?
Now, that's an interesting, the other way around. You certainly can do things from Twitter. So you can do things like, I can maybe talk about that later on, about doing a Twitter search and then emailing you whenever there's a new Twitter search and things like that. So there are other ways around. I'm not sure how it would work for Twitter to Buffer, but you could certainly do Twitter to Evernote or Twitter to email and other things like that.
Very intriguing. Now, If This Then That, I've not personally used it. I've heard of it before. Is there a cost with that app?
No, it's totally free. There are alternatives like Zapier.com, which is paid for, but IFTT is free, which is great.
Got it. And then Feedly is free. Buffer can be free depending on your account. Is that correct?
Yes, it's free, and there's their awesome plan, which I think you have to pay for if you want Pinterest.
Got it.
And I think that the only downside is that with, I think, to get Feedly to speak to IFT, you need to have a paid Feedly account, which is $5 per month, I think.
Are there any other social sharing tools that you want to mention before we move on to the next thing that we have scheduled?
I think the only one I will briefly mention is a little tool called Friends Plus Me, which is, I suppose you would say technically it's a Google Plus sharing tool. But the reason I'm mentioning it when we're talking about Twitter tools is that it schedules and shares to Twitter really, really well. So it converts your Google Plus profile into a social media management tool. Whatever you post, whatever you add into Google Plus, you can then, if you want, you can cross-post that to Twitter, to Facebook, whatever other network you want.
Oh, cool.
And for Twitter, the reason I like it so much for Twitter, it will just take the title of your Google Plus posts, because it knows you've only got 140 characters. It will obviously take the link, and it will also extract the image, if it can do, from the article you're posting to. So images work really, really well on Twitter. They open up full size and are very engaging. So Friends Plus Me, if you're going to look at cross-posting from one network to another, I would definitely recommend Friends Plus Me.
Awesome.
And again, I think they have a free plan and some paid plans as well.
Awesome. All right. 5 Twitter tools down so far. What about discovering content? I mean, one of the challenges that a lot of people have, especially who are wanting to be a curator, if you will, of valuable content in a particular topical area for their audience, they're always looking for a way to find valuable content. What do you recommend for that?
Well, I've mentioned Feedly. Obviously, that is only for blog posts or blogs that you already subscribe to. If I'm looking for other content that I may not have come across, then I use a tool called BuzzSumo, and that's been probably mentioned many times before. But one of the features that I really like about it, it's got a trending feature in there. So I've put in the topic social media, and I get notified what is up and coming in terms of articles to do with social media. And I could even create an RSS feed if I want and then put that into Feedly. So that's a really good way to find out what is new, what is hot, and then I can then share that to Twitter or to Buffer.
Cool. Are you looking inside of BuzzSumo to find the most popular articles to share with the assumption that others are going to be sharing it because it's already popular, or are you looking for articles that are more specific for your audience, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, BuzzSumo, it looks at articles that are starting to get a lot of shares. So you can usually find some articles that are starting to get a bit of traction, and then you can then share that to your Twitter followers. That's how I would use it.
So are you setting some sort of are you only looking at articles that are X, you know, hours old, or are you looking at things that are a couple days old, or what how are you doing it?
Well, you've got different settings within BuzzSumo. I tend to look at around the 4-hour mark.
Gotcha.
4 to 8 hours mark. But you can change that. I can't remember exactly how many hours you can change it to, but I tend to do 4 to 8 hours.
Now, is BuzzSumo paid or free? What's the skinny on that?
It is paid. They have a pretty good free part of it. I'm pretty sure the trending part is paid, and it's not particularly cheap. It's about $99 per month.
Got it. Is that the obviously we've talked about BuzzSumo, and we've also mentioned Feedly. Are those the main ways that you're discovering new content?
Yes, I think for me that's what I would do. I mean, there's other ones out there. There's many, many tools out there that you could use.
Gotcha.
But those are the ones I would use.
Now, what about when you have a lot of followers, which many people do, and you want to somehow figure out how to manage those followers, possibly clean out some of the disabled accounts, or possibly even seek out new followers that might be relevant for your industry? What tools might you recommend?
Well, there's a couple of tools. I think the main one I'd like to recommend is a tool called Manage Flitter, which is free and also has a relatively inexpensive paid plan, which is $12 per month. And the great thing about this is that you can find all the people that aren't following you back, and you can find people to follow as well. So to give you an example, if I want to find relevant followers, because it's not just about the number of followers you have. It's also, you want to find people who are going to engage with you and are going to be interested in what you're talking about and what you're tweeting. So one way of doing that is to use the power mode in Manage Flitter. So with that, I can, for example, find all the people that somebody else follows, somebody in my sector. So for example, I could look at all the followers that Social Media Examiner follow. I could filter that out. So I'm only showing people who are going to be, who have a certain number of followers and maybe in a particular location.
Oh, wow.
Maybe have had an account for more than 6 months, because occasionally, you know, you don't want to follow anyone who's a spammer or anything like that. So you could, there's lots and lots of ways you can filter that. And that's a great way of growing your audience, because the likelihood is people are going to follow you back. Not always, but that's a good way of doing it. And then on the reverse is that you can then do a search, find out who isn't following you, and then selectively go through and maybe unfollow them. One thing that I use in Manage Flitter that's great is there's a never unfollow list. So you can always put people in that list so that you never mistakenly unfollow them in the future. So I always put everyone that I never want to unfollow in that list.
So it's Manage Flitter, FLITTER, right?
That's right, yeah.
And so I'm just thinking through logistically here. Let's say I want to look at all the followers that Ian Anderson Gray is following that have more than 10,000 fans, and I'm not following already. Is that kind of what it can show me?
Yes.
And then, you know, is it just like a manual click to follow kind of a thing, or is there a bulk follow? And I also am obviously really concerned about violating Twitter rules and getting banned. So what's your thoughts on all that?
Well, absolutely. You really do have to make sure that you read the terms and conditions with Twitter. And Manage Flitter has a relationship with Twitter. And it years ago, they actually did it all completely automatically. But then Twitter spoke to them and said, look, you know, you can't do that anymore. So now you do have to click to follow each person. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really quick. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to bulk follow everyone anyway. I think you do need to look at everyone that you're following
right
anyway, just to be on the safe side. But it's a really, really quick and easy way of doing that.
Can you also, I don't know if this is the tool that I've used, but back in the day, I was following absolutely everybody that was following me. And I used a tool to go in and look at people that hadn't used their account in a year, and I just started unfollowing all of them. Is this something this tool can do?
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of unfollowing people, I from time to time, I'll go through, I'll see who isn't following me back, who haven't I put into one of my lists, who is maybe been inactive for the past 6 months to a year. Sometimes there are legitimate reasons for people not using their Twitter account, but you can filter all those people out and then easily unfollow those just with a click of a button.
And I know a lot of my friends like Cliff Ravenscraft have pretty much unfollowed almost everybody and just have a very small list of people that they're following so that their Twitter feed is actually something that they find intriguing and entertaining. So I'd imagine with a tool like this, you could practically unfollow almost everybody if you wanted to. It would probably just take a very long time, right?
Well, it would. And I think you'd need to be careful. You wouldn't want to do it all in one go, because Twitter do have their limits in terms of how many you can unfollow on a day-by-day basis. For me personally, I don't have a problem following a number of people because I use Twitter lists. So I will, if I want to kind of zoom out and see everybody that I follow, all their tweets, I will do that. But if I want to zoom in and just listen in to a more select gathering, we can say, then I'll go into one of my Twitter lists and I'm only seeing the tweets from people in that list. So I think that's the way I organize Twitter. I don't worry too much about how many people I'm following, as long as they're people I'm interested in.
Now, did you say this is free, or is this one of those certain, you know, you can use a certain amount for free and then you have to pay?
It's one of those freemium ones, yeah. So it's free. I think for people to get the most out of it, certainly with the power mode we're talking about, it's $12 per month for I think it's their pro plan.
And it's a web-based service, or do they have a mobile app also?
It's a web-based one. I think they do have a web app that you can use on the mobile device.
Gotcha. And, you know, any particular, you know, best practices as far as how, you know, like, should you not follow more than X new people a day or anything like that? Because, I mean, just from your assessment, is there anything you've learned? Because for people that really want to go out on a follow binge.
Yeah, I think you need to be careful. So it depends on how many people you're following to begin with. If you have, say, 50,000 followers plus and you're following 30,000, then you could probably get away with following 200 to 300 a day if you want. I still think that's excessive.
Right.
But if you've only got 200 or 300 followers, then you probably want to keep that the number of people you're following down, certainly at the start. And I think just don't think about it. Don't try to be automate it completely. Do switch your brain on and make sure you're looking at who you're following.
Right.
Certainly to begin with, and just be careful and make sure you're reading those Twitter terms and conditions. That's really, really important.
Are there any other kinds of managing followers on Twitter tools that we ought to consider beyond ManageFlitter, or does that pretty much handle it all?
I think that probably is the one I'd recommend. There is one I'll just briefly mention, and it's called Communit. So that's CommuN.it. And that's more of a segmenting tool. So that will look at all the people that you're currently following and divide them into what it calls your influencers and your supporters. So you can get more insight into the people that are following you and are engaging in your content. Mm. And that's quite good. And it also can tell you, it can give you a list of people that it thinks you might want to unfollow because they're not engaging with you, and people that you might want to follow as well. So that's quite good.
Very intriguing. I know that these tools used to be a big deal years ago, but you just don't hear about them as much today. You know, there used to be so many tools out there like Clout and Cred and all these kinds of things, you know what I mean? Which kind of seem to have disappeared off the radar, haven't they?
Well, I think a lot of them are still going, but the problem is Twitter have made so many changes, and developers and have been concerned about the changes because some apps have had to close their doors because the Twitter is not working with them anymore. So it's a big shame.
Let's talk about analytics. What tools do you recommend to do some sort of an analysis, if you will, on your Twitter activity?
Well, I use Twitter Analytics, the analytics that are baked into Twitter, because it's first of all, it's free. Second of all, it is from Twitter, so it can't be wrong, can it? And it gives you so much information. You can even download them to an Excel spreadsheet if you want. If you're a real data nerd, you can do that. So I think that is a really good place to start.
Where do you find them?
You go to analytics.twitter.com.
Give us, for people that haven't dug into Twitter analytics, what kind of information can you discover?
So you can find that how many engagements per tweet. So you can find out which is your most popular tweet, for example, which has had the most likes or the number of clicks through. You can even look at and find which type of tweet has been the most popular. So is it just a text? Is it just text in there? Have you added a link? Have you added an image, a video, even lead generation cards? All those types of different tweets, you can find out which is the most popular. And
won't it also tell you which of your fans or followers are most active with your content? I kind of have a recollection, right?
Yeah,
That's pretty valuable, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I nearly forgot to say are the demographics. Mm. So you can find out, you know, which country, which is the most popular country in terms of your audience, even down to region and city, and even things like how much the average salary is for the household. I don't know quite how they get all this information, but it's really, really interesting. If you haven't looked at analytics.twitter.com, definitely do.
Yeah, I know one of the things that we did at Social Media Examiner, and I don't know if we're still doing it, but we took a look at who was, which individuals were bringing us the most clicks, I think it was, from the shares that they were doing. And we were able to identify a few people and give them a little love, return love. You know what I mean? Because when you have an account with perhaps lots of followers like we do, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands we have, a lot of times you're kind of only paying attention to the people that are responding back to you, you know?
Mm.
And you can forget about the people that are retweeting your stuff because it's just kind of like part of that crazy stream. But with the Twitter analytics, it can kind of highlight the, over a period of time, if I'm not mistaken, the really the people that are moving the needle, and you can make sure to share some of their stuff. And that kind of stuff, I think, goes a long way for your fans, don't you think?
Definitely. No, I don't think that's how those relationships start, and how you're building up your advocates and your super fans, because, you know, they need a bit of love. So that's absolutely a great way of doing it.
Anything else at the analytics side?
If you're using a social media management tool such as Hootsuite or Sprout Social, then don't forget the analytics that are baked into those. So I think Sprout Social does a really good job. Another one is called Agora Pulse. So don't forget about those. And there's also another little tiny tool called Do You Even List? Mm. I can't remember the exact URL for that, but if you just do a Google search for Do You Even List, and it's free, and you get a weekly email that tells you, shows you all your top people who are interacting with your posts.
Wow. That is really cool. Now, I also, from a mobile client perspective, I use Tweetbot. And the latest version of Tweetbot has built-in analytics in it, which is kind of cool. And I'm going to – I don't know if you – do you use Tweetbot at all or no?
I do. I mean, I'm afraid I'm more of an Android boy, but I do have Tweetbot on my iPad, and I really like it. So if you're an iOS user, definitely would – think it's a good
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's actually working within Twitter Analytics, because like I'm looking at it right now and it says today's activity, and it shows 89 stars, 66 retweets, and 179 new fans. And then it's got a big number, 384, which I don't even know what that means exactly. But those are the stats, and then it actually shows you the activity. And what's cool is it's right inside the app, which is kind of cool. So I'm guessing it actually works with the Twitter analytics somehow to pull that data, which I thought was kind of cool.
No, that is cool.
Since we're on mobile, what mobile apps do you recommend? You said you're on Android, so what are you using on the Android?
I've got so many tools, it's ridiculous.
Like, I mean, as far as, do you use the official Twitter app, or are you using some third-party app?
Yeah, I do. I use the official Twitter app, but I also use, because I use Agora Pulse as my social media management tool.
Gotcha.
So that's, you know, similar to Sprout Social,
yep,
and Hootsuite. I use the mobile version of that, and it's great because it syncs up with the web app, and I can carry on where I left off.
Well, we're going to get to the management tools in just a second, but let's talk about monitoring tools, or a monitoring tool, or your favorite monitoring tool. A lot of time, and let's talk about, first of all, what monitoring tools do, and then what you might recommend.
So monitoring tools, they basically let you know if somebody has mentioned a particular phrase or word. Twitter's really good at alerting you when people mention you. You get an alert with that. But what if somebody is using your brand name, or maybe is using one of your competitors' names, and you Right. want to monitor those things? Then using a monitoring tool will allow you to hear about that and potentially get involved with the conversation as well. So that's basically why I would use a monitoring tool.
And which one do you recommend?
Well, I will mention mention.net.
Okay.
It's a good tool. It's not as cost effective as it used to be. I definitely check that out. But actually, if you're using TweetDeck or Hootsuite, then you can actually just create a new column and monitor those keywords in a column. So that's probably what I would do. So, for example, if you're wanting to keep track of a competitor, then you just put a Twitter search there in that column, and then you'll be able to kind of see all the people that are mentioning that phrase in that column.
Well, let's go back. Those are awesome, by the way, but let's go back to mention.net real quick. Tell everybody what it does.
So mention.net it analyzes not just Twitter, but it also analyzes the web and other social networks for whatever you want, really. It could be a phrase, it can be a URL, it could be whatever those things.
Is it kind of like Google Alerts was back in the day?
Yeah, it's like Google Alerts, but it also works with social networks as well. So I use it to find anyone who's linking to my website, for example.
Ah.
And it will alert me on my so there's a mobile app for Android and iOS, so that's great. It will alert you as you go about. And it also can email you as well. So it's a great way of just finding out when people are talking about you or your brand or a competitor's brand, and then you can then click on it and get stuck into the conversation.
Wow. Okay, so let's get to the managing engagement side of things. You mentioned Agora Pulse. You know, I would imagine Engaging with your fans is obviously, well, I'm not going to imagine. I know it's a fact that it's important, right? And if you have more than one person on your team in particular, it can be challenging, right? Because you don't know who is engaged, the person. Or if you have a huge account where there's just so much stuff going on, you probably need some better system. So talk about Agora Pulse and whatever other apps you want to recommend as far as managing engagement.
Well, managing engagement, it can be such a time-consuming thing, you know, and brands and small businesses even are spending a huge amount of time just going through all their mentions on Twitter, since we're talking about Twitter, or Facebook. And so the reason I like Agora Pulse is that, like other social media management tools like Hootsuite, it will display all the mentions, say, from Twitter or your messages and off from Facebook. But when you then reply to each one, it then disappears from view. It's kind of like your email inbox. You know, once you've responded, you can then archive it. And you can also, if you're working in the team, you can just delegate that to a team member. And again, it's really obvious.
Does it keep an archive too, so you can see who responded if you're like managing a team?
Yeah, you can. So for me, because I'm wanting to get through all my mentions as quickly as possible and efficiently as possible, it's really the only tool that I come across that does that. When I've tried other tools, it's not obvious which tweets or which mentions you've replied to, so that you go back like an hour later and you've forgotten which ones you've responded to. So with this, they disappear from view. You can always see them again if you want, but it's really obvious which ones you've responded to.
Now, you mentioned that what you liked about Agora Pulse is that they also have a web app. I mean a mobile app, right? So you can do this on your smartphone wherever you are. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. And is that a limited functionality kind of an app, or does it have exactly the same function as the desktop?
It's got most of the – I know they're working on it, and they will be adding some new features, but it's certainly got the bit for helping with engagement, and that's basically it. It's for the engagement, and it works with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and they may well be adding some other networks in the future.
Wow. Well, we've talked about at least 10 Twitter apps and probably more like 12 to 13 to 14 different apps. So first and foremost, Ian, thank you so much for sharing with us all these cool little apps. I know that my listeners are going to go crazy over trying out some of these. Where do you want to send people if they want to discover more about you, your blog, and all the things that you're working on?
So probably the best place is just to my website, which is iag.me. And I write frequently about about social media tools, so I've got all my tools there. And also Twitter is probably my favorite network. So you can follow me there at iag.me. That's iag.me.
Oh, okay. So on Twitter, it's iag.me is your Twitter account.
Just to confuse people.
Yeah. That's quite creative, because you probably couldn't get your whole name as a Twitter ID, could you?
No.
Yep. Ian Anderson Gray, social media tools expert. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Wow. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's show. We mentioned so many different tools that I assure you probably didn't catch them all. But you know what? The good news is we take all the notes, very detailed notes. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/186. Stands for episode 186. Also, if you're new to the show, you don't want to miss any future episodes. I can tell you we've got some amazing people coming. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on your podcast player. Well, this brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.